Let's do 318.
Sacred head now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns thine only crown. How art thou pale with scorn, abuse, and scorn. How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive thy love to thee.
If Dennis can call one, I can too. 8:51. I didn't know some of the other ones, so I wanted to get one I knew. If you ever go to the nursing home, you'll sing several songs, and even folks who've lost some of their memory, they still can pick it up. You know, they've grown up on some of these songs. And look at Denise. Last time we did it, we were looking, and there was a few that were singing along with us. And you know they were encouraged by it. I think this will be one of those songs for me. Everybody sing out. Sing the first and last, I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away, I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
I'll do 14.
kind of feels like the football draft tonight. Now, I do apologize. We've been trying to sight read a few of these, and I'll admit there are a few that I still need to learn. So if we happen to not get to one tonight, or if you notice one that's on the board that you know the tune really well, we'll jump in there with you. But I can tell you there's a few I may not be able to sight read. So everybody, thank you for leading. Keep singing out. But let's keep working through them. Number 410, number 410.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid seams of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me.
Pick a different one. I had to pick a different one because I don't know in the rest of those. 453. Love lifted me. 453. 453. First and third verses. Let's sing.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love, out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
This is a hard song for me to sing, even when my throat's not sore. This thing can get ugly in a hurry. It's a beautiful song, but you're going to think I got it too low when I start out, but you'll think different when we hit the chorus. I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still storm Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe that he spoke to dead Lazarus, and he said, unbind and set free. I believe that he reigns up in heaven, and I believe that he is coming again. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Bradley, you should have sung that and you get up higher than me.
Six hundred twenty-five. Zion's Call. If you wish to and are able to, let's stand while we sing this song. Zion's Call. You may have to pick me up on this, Bradley. I've never led this one before. Zion's call sweetly rings over land and sea, bidding us look to realms above, while the light from the throne shines for you and me. Let us listen to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear
has he the call of love. While we tarry below, there is work to do, and our strength cometh from above. As we labor and wait, we must all be true. Let us list to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear it ringing, let us heed the call of love.
Be seated, please.
We're going to do number 77. I've never seen either of these songs before right here in my life. So we're gonna go with 77. Good luck. You wanna take one of those too? Okay, cool.
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Jesus, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Spirit, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Number 15. I'm going to call out some more because I don't know those either. Who wrote those down? 15. Everybody sing out.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I'll learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and I'll follow you all of my days, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
All right, we're going to do a couple more, and then we'll have our devotional period, our lesson from Barry. Now, I do apologize for the people who suggested these last two. We've had a lot of fun with them, but I promise we'll work on learning them before next time. Don't want anybody to feel left out. I was anxious about that, but just know we will learn them if we didn't sing it tonight. We're going to do number 608, number 608. This is a request that was texted in, so... He took my burdens all away unto a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name. He is my King. A wonderful song He is to me. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with a chorus grand. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name. He is my King. A wonderful song He is to me.
Before our lesson, let's turn over to number 1014, number 1014. We don't want to leave our young folks out. You know what? I think we'll sing a first verse of 1014, 1015, and 1016. Good little medley there.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
All right, everybody. We haven't done this in a while. Get your cardio going. Let's go.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, I'm going to let it shine all the time, let it shine. Skip to one. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine all the time, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine all the time, let it shine. Good job.
Thank you, men, for leading us, and thank you for singing out. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Psalm, chapter 95. Psalm chapter 95, and we'll read a few of those in just a few minutes. I was excited about tonight as Howard and I talked, and as I've told you before, each singing night was going to be a little bit different, and we will have another one like this, but tonight my mind has been flooded with memories. I can remember, and Howard and I has talked about this, I can remember when I was a teenager, and I think it was the last Wednesday night of each month, we would have singing night. And I always look forward to singing night. Now, I'm not a song leader, can't sing that well, but I love to sing. And I remember when we'd come in, and we even forget sometimes as teenagers, and we'd think we had class, and then when we realized it was singing night, oh yes, we got to go to the auditorium and have singing night. And one of the things that I enjoyed about it is because that was old school days. Y'all remember chalkboards. Y'all remember chalkboards? You young folks don't know much about chalkboards. But we'd bring out a chalkboard, and we'd have so many song leaders, and they'd put the numbers up there, and the guys would get up and lead singing. And we loved it because anybody could call out a number. If you could talk and you loved singing, you could call out a number. And most of the time, if not that night, the next time, your song would be led. And so it was a way for us to connect as a congregation, and I love that. I was also thinking about some of the songs that we led and how, as my boys have come up, we sang some of the songs that I remember them as kids leading. I was also thinking about young people. If you've ever spent time around a youth group or at a youth conference, one of the things out of anything else that they enjoy doing is singing. Now, we've come in here and Howard said, we're going to try to get you out on time. You know what? You go to a youth devotion or you go to a youth conference, and guess what? As long as somebody's not up talking, those young people will sing for hours. They love to sing. I know some people don't like to sing. Maybe they can't sing. Some people just don't like it. But I love to sing. I love to sing these songs to Almighty God. You know, singing goes a long way. My dad, he never graduated high school. I'm way more educated than my dad really ever dreamed of being. But you know one thing? I can remember my dad loving singing. When we'd be riding down the road, you know what my dad would be singing? Church songs. And I remember that. I'll never forget that. I think about times like Acts chapter 16. When Paul and Silas, you remember, they were thrown in prison. And the Bible says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Well, what's my point? My point is to never underestimate the power of singing. I can remember growing up and we'd go to church and my mom would look over there and she wouldn't see me singing. And we'd come out of church, you know what she'd say? Boy, you can sing those songs on the radio, and if you can sing those songs, you can sing those songs at church. You know what she was telling me? Songs on the radio are okay. But songs to God, that's the most important thing. And maybe it's because my parents enjoyed singing and they taught me to enjoy singing. Maybe that's why I love to sing. And so I look forward to singing nights. I'm reminded of a story I came across. And as it goes, the story, or this person writing, says, we can get victory over hardships by singing praises to the Lord. It says Roger Bennett, who was a pianist and songwriter, died in 2007. Prior to his death, he wrote on his website this: our enemy stalks exactly the way the Bible describes, as a roaring lion. He hides in the bushes waiting for a sign of weakness. Then he strikes. He didn't strike me physically. He struck a more critical part: my joy, confidence, and hope. Every thought turned towards heaven, bounced back like it was made of brass. Every time I tried to look on the bright side, I ended up imagining a dark future. Then he threw his most effective dart: doubt. You call yourself a Christian, what a hypocrite. You're more afraid than ever, more filled with despair. So much of your faith, Mr. Gospel Singer. I believed everything he said. I tried everything I knew to pull out of it. I thought if I dozed off, it would pass. But the clock seemed to move in slow motion. Sleep was nowhere near. I tried to lose myself in the Bible, but the words blurred and I couldn't make sense of them. Then Bennett had an epiphany, the story says. As he thought about Paul and Silas in prison, they didn't despair, he wrote. They sang praises, and that became their weapon. One after another, old songs came to me, and I sang them to my empty room. It wasn't a great performance, but it may be the most powerful blessing I received. The psalmist wrote, my mouth is filled with your praise all day long. Songs make a difference. They're powerful. The songs of praise to Almighty God, they can make a difference in the depths of despair. Notice what the psalmist write, what he wrote. Psalm 95, oh, come let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord, the great God and the great King above all gods, in his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Notice over in Psalm 100, five verses. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Someone has said, I heard a preacher one time, he said, If you take anything from me, just leave me two things. You can send me to jail. You can send me across the ocean. Whatever it is, just leave me two things. And he said, that's a songbook and the Bible. Because he said, reading God's word and following that is important. But so is singing it. I read another story, and I won't share that with you. But the gist of the story was, this singer, just an average singer, but she worked on it. Now, for her, it was to make money. But you see, for you and I, when we have the opportunity every Lord's Day, and also every time we come together, we sing songs. That's important. When we have singing nights, it's important because it encourages us. Even sometimes when we just put songs on the board, though your song may not get led, like Bradley said, it can be learned. And we can all connect and we can all be encouraged. And maybe it is sometime when you're glad and you're humming a song of joy, a song of praise, a shout to the Lord. Ever done that and had somebody mention that to you? Of how it made a difference in their life. It did for Paul and Silas. And it can for you and I. It can be an encouragement to others. And it can be an encouragement to us. Maybe when you're at a low part in your life. And it happens. Paul and Silas. And as the story went. It's in those times when we remember those songs. About God. That it can lift us up. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great over there when we're worshiping Almighty God in His presence in heaven and all the saints are gathered together? You know, it's not going to matter who's in the Super Bowl. It's not going to matter who wins the Super Bowl or who loses the Super Bowl or the World Series. It's not going to matter who's president of the United States of America. It's not going to matter if you've ever been there and you're concerned about, do I pay this bill or that bill? You know what? All that won't matter on that day. And in those days, what will matter is we'll be before Almighty God. And we can sing in worship to Him. Maybe you're here tonight. And you just need encouragement. We want you to know we stand here ready. We have led and sung these songs of praise to God to encourage one another. To lift each other up and build each other and challenge each other in our walk. Just like when we share His Word. Maybe you're here tonight and you need His encouragement. You need our encouragement. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Maybe you're here tonight and we haven't talked a lot about coming to Jesus. But in a sense we've sung about it. And maybe you need to put on Jesus Christ in baptism so that whatever happens when you walk out those doors, you give your life to the Lord and you're buried with Him in baptism, no matter what happens there, you know that through Jesus Christ, you will be in that great worship scene of God singing praises to Him. Whatever your need is tonight, we pray that you won't hesitate. We pray that you will come and let us help you in any way we can as together we stand and sing.
Number 129.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
You have any more announcements? All right. Thank you all for being here tonight. Sincerest thanks to all the men who led, those who suggested songs, and again, the two that we didn't get to, I promise we'll work on for next time. I don't believe we have any new updates for our announcements, but please take time to review the announcement sheet for all the activities that are going on this week. We always have a lot of things. Steve?
Great Harmon Lectureship starts tonight. Be all this week.
That's right. Freed Hardeman Lectureships in Henderson all week. Well, I guess until Thursday. Is that right? If you can be a part of that, should be a very encouraging time of study. I believe they're studying Exodus, so that should be great. If you weren't able to be here this morning and need to take the Lord's Supper, we always offer that on Sunday nights. It's available in Classroom A2. If you'll turn over in your books to number 589, we'll sing the first verse of this song as we dismiss, and those who need to take the Lord's Supper can exit as we sing. Let's sing together, and we'll be dismissed in prayer.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. We're leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. We're leaning on the everlasting arms.